I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Today, we will meet a very interesting 15-year-old violinist who wasn't born in our community, wasn't born in Oregon. He wasn't even born on this continent. This young man is from Chile. And he uprooted his life in South America in order to join our community to further his musical education in Portland. I personally can't imagine doing something like that as a teenager myself. I think it's incredibly brave. So let's just jump right in. I'll have him do the introductions himself.
My name is Kai Bringleston, and I'm 15 years old. I was born in Chile, first of all, and I used to live with all my older siblings, and when they all started going to college and stuff, I was left with a lot of free time and alone time. My parents decided they wanted to take up some of that time, and there's a small music school that opened up that year.
So the town that you grew up in, how do you say the name of this town?
It's Coyhaique.
Coyhaique, and this is in Patagonia?
Patagonia, southern Chile.
Now, my knowledge of that part of the world is slim. Is this a very small town in Patagonia that you grew up in?
It is pretty small. I can't remember exactly the population, but there's no malls, and it's just its own little thing.
So there wasn't a robust symphony orchestra
to inspire you? I was part of the youth symphony there. It was a small orchestra with a bunch of students, and
Okay, so how did you end up here in Portland?
My brother happened to live in Portland because he was married to his wife, and they happened to live here in Portland, Oregon, and they were visiting Chile, and they listened to me, and my brother's wife offered me to maybe try to live with them for a year so I can kind of experience some good, constant private lessons and good orchestra and stuff. At first, I kind of just didn't really think it was going to be something that would happen.
So let me get this right. You're 15 now?
I'm 15 right now.
And you moved away from South America and your parents?
My parents are still in South America.
Yes. When you were what, 13?
I was 14.
Oh my gosh. Was that hard?
At first, it was pretty hard. I mean, yeah, it was all pretty much a big change. Living with my brother and his wife, they were both working all day. So I was pretty much independent the whole time. At first, it was really hard to focus on practicing and doing schoolwork since I was just alone the whole time.
Were you homesick at all?
I was pretty homesick the first few weeks.
And do you talk with them frequently?
My parents?
Yeah.
I do.
Good.
I call my mom a few times a week. She checks on me, and I tell her things that happen, and
That's got to be strange. In some ways, it almost seems like a teenager's dream to escape your parents.
A lot of people tell me that. I really miss home, though.
I would imagine, I've never been to South America, but I'm imagining nature and the outdoors has to be a big part of your life.
It's very beautiful, and considering my parents own a fishing lodge and my dad runs this photography company, I've always been involved in doing outdoor things since pretty much I was born, and it just doing that all the time just became something that I really enjoy doing.
Have you found a way to do outdoor stuff in Portland, too?
I have not been able to do too much here, considering I am so focused on music. I can't really wait to do something.
Go hiking, go fishing, something. So you moved away from the country you were born and the parents who gave birth to you to come to Portland to focus more intensively on music. Was there a moment in your life where you're like, yes, this sacrifice is worth it? Was there an aha moment for you where this didn't seem like a ridiculous proposition to move to the other end of the earth?
Well, I think the decision of actually pursuing music came before my brother proposed me this idea. Every year since I was, like, even before I started playing violin, me and my parents would always visit during the American summer to my dad's family in Minnesota. And once I started playing violin, I started taking lessons while I was there. And that sparked getting more music camp, like going to more music camps and festivals. And I just got like more motivated to practice and things. So yeah, I kind of got turned into something I did every year, just taking lessons while I was in the U.S.
What an interesting young man, right? What a story. We are getting to know 15-year-old violinist Kai Bringelson, who last year left his parents in Patagonia to further his musical education in Portland. Pretty admirable. I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians, made possible in part by the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, who in 2018 will be partnering with the High Energy Chamber Music Ensemble Project Trio, January 7th at the Newmark Theater. This concert is also in collaboration with Friends of Chamber Music. And for more information, you can head to the Metropolitan Youth Symphony's website, playmys.org. Now, when Kai Bringelson arrived in Portland last year, he started taking violin lessons with Oregon Symphony violinist Valley Phillips, and he also got involved with the youth orchestra we're hearing in the background, PYP. One of the things you did when you came here was you joined the Portland Youth Philharmonic.
Yep.
How's that been?
At first, I had no idea what PYP was really. I didn't really look them up on YouTube either, so I had no idea what the level was or anything. I kind of just got here last year in August, and my parents contacted PYP, and like they called me in to like play them like my solo piece or something to see if I was like good enough to like join PYP. They called me later that day, and they're like, "Well, we have seating auditions in 2 weeks, and we call you today because we want you to decide if you want to do the seating auditions and study these excerpts, or if you want to just in the back of the second violin section and just not do the seating audition." And you know, I thought, well, why not just try doing the audition? So it was like 15 excerpts or something in 2 weeks. I had no idea where I was going to sit, and it ended up being pretty cool.
How did you come out?
I was actually in the middle of the first violin section.
And that was last season?
That was last season.
And this season, where are you?
I am one of the concertmasters for the orchestra.
Kai, that's not too shabby. Congratulations.
Thank you. Being part of the orchestra was a complete change for me. Considering when I was in Chile, the orchestras I was in didn't really play repertoire like as extensive as this. Like, for example, last concert we had Beethoven Fifth Symphony. I never played any pieces that were that big in some way, and it was really nice.
Did it blow your mind?
It's pretty cool, yeah. It was a great experience.
So it sounds like the difference between your orchestral experience in Chile and your orchestral experience here, they're miles apart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a huge change. Yeah, it definitely also helped me motivate myself to practice even more. Well, when I was in Chile, I never really had to practice for anything. An orchestra. I moved here, and yeah, I have to practice all these passages and things that, well, yeah, they're not going to come by themselves.
So you feel like at this point you've made a lot of sacrifices to get here. You're going to keep going down this path, and you hope to be a professional musician, do you think?
That's what I'm hoping for. I really don't know what to expect. I still, like, in the corner of my mind thinking of having kind of like a second option, just in case, I don't know, I break my arm or I just can't do music for some reason. But I really hope I can do music as a career.
As a follow-up to that, why do music at all? I recognize that you're good at it, but you could be doing anything. I mean, you could take over your dad's fly fishing business.
That's
I mean, true. Like, you could be doing anything. Why spend your time with music?
Probably my favorite thing of music is performing, probably as a soloist. I remember the first solo performance in an orchestra I had was when I was in Chile. I played Vivaldi A minor.
Violin concerto?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was like the coolest thing ever I have done up until that moment. And ever since then, whenever I perform, I just feel like I can communicate with people and give the best of me, and I just get this like feeling of like chills and things when I'm performing, and it's really nice.
So Kai, I want to circle back around. You've been here a little over a year now, and I want to ask how it's going for you here in Portland. Are you going to stick around? Do you have plans to go back home to Chile? Where does this all stand?
The original idea was pretty much just to live with him for like a year.
Oh, really?
Just to try things out. Huh. I never really thought I was not going to go back to Chile, but
got it.
Now I can't really see myself going back.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Is it because your experience here with PYP and your lessons have been so enriching?
I guess experiencing the whole like package, I think you could call it, just having private lessons like frequently and being part of PYP. And just the environment, I don't think I could make myself go back home where I don't have private lessons, where I can't like really improve as fast as I'm doing now. So I can't really see myself going back.
Could you have imagined when you were little this would be your life?
No way. I don't think I ever pictured myself, at least when I started playing violin, that I would be living by myself when I was 14 years old, without my parents, pretty much. Never thought of that.
That is 15-year-old violinist Kai Bringelson. He moved from Patagonia to Portland last year when he was just 14 years old. Kai mentioned that he's one of the concert masters of the Portland Youth Philharmonic this year. You can see him in that role on December 26th at PYP's Concert at Christmas. You can find out more about that performance in the cultural calendar of our website. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. And a reminder that every single episode of On Deck has been archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with photos and videos of these kids as well. So to listen to this episode of On Deck again, and to find out more about Kai Bringelson, you can just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org. And thank you for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.